Hello and welcome to the Lauder Podcast. My name is Edward and I'm here today with Jeremiah. He's a first year student here at Lauder in the French track. Hi, Jeremiah. How are you?
Hi, pleased to meet you.
So why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, how you came to Lauder?
Sure. My background's a little long. I started out by, I went to Columbia University. I graduated in 2000 and then worked for a consulting firm. I was working in the World Trade Center when it was destroyed. So soon after that, I joined the Peace Corps and worked in the Dominican Republic with the Peace Corps for 2.5 years. While I was in the Peace Corps, I started a social enterprise. And wanting to pursue social enterprise model, I, post-Peace Corps, went to Cambodia, where I was director of operations of another social enterprise. When I finished that, I went to Costa Rica on a Fulbright scholarship to study climate change, and then won another Fulbright scholarship to work in France, where I was working at UNESCO, managing projects for the education sector.
So you obviously bring a lot of international experience. What did you study as an undergraduate at Columbia?
My major was computer science with a focus on computational linguistics. So mostly it was the classes in the major, as well as Columbia has a core. So a lot of literature and music and arts and humanities.
So what made the Lauder program right for you? Why did you choose the Lauder Institute?
The biggest reason is that I wanted to get an MBA, but I also wanted to sort of tailor the MBA to have a strong international component to it. Because I speak Spanish and English fluently, and my French is still a little weak, I wanted to be able to improve my French as well. So part of the social enterprise model is that you take an NGO and you pay for some of the social benefits from the NGO by offering services and selling products. So I wanted to learn more about the business world and at a sort of deeper level than I could have by working. But I also wanted to continue my studies of international relations. So Lauder's combined focus on business, but also business in the international context, was pretty appealing.
Yeah, the combination of all three aspects that Lauder combines is really unique to the program.
Absolutely, yeah, it was definitely the combination.
You've been here in Philadelphia since May.
Yes.
And then over the summer you went abroad to France and Senegal.
That's right.
Do you want to talk a little bit about what you did overseas?
Sure, I really enjoyed it. We left and went through Paris to Senegal, where we spent about 10 days. In Senegal, we met with a variety of businesses there, as well as some non-government organizations and the U.S. Embassy. We spent some time in Dakar, which is the capital, as well as Saint-Louis, which is the former capital of French colonial holdings in Western Africa. While we were there, we went on site visits to businesses. We worked in groups to help them. An organization that's working in Saint-Louis develop tourism in that city. So we were able to see quite a bit of Saint-Louis and Dakar. It was only 10 days, but I feel like we had a really good in-depth view during the time we were there. When we left Senegal, mm-hmm. We then spent 6 weeks in France. During that time, we were based in Paris, and we're taking classes at the Chamber of Commerce there. But we also made trips to Lyon and to a city in the north of France called Lille, where we were able to, again, meet with businesses, go on culture excursions, and see a bit of France as well.
So did you study at a university in France?
So we were taking French classes at the Chamber of Commerce, which offers pretty high-level courses to foreign students, people who are trying to learn French. It wasn't directly at a university, although for several of our projects we were working with HEC, which is a French business school there. We had sort of loose links with HEC and as well as a Senegalese business school called ESM. So with those two other programs, we worked pretty closely.
What sort of businesses did you visit while you were in France?
We visited quite a diverse range of businesses. We visited several banks. as well as a large supermarket chain in France. Some of us had interest in the luxury good markets, so we met with a few designer handbag manufacturers, as well as some freelance artists who are making luxury goods. Additionally, other members of the group were interested in renewable energy and alternative energy, so we were able to meet with a number of companies and organizations that are either selling, windmills or wind turbines, or generating biogas through breaking down garbage collected from citizens. So we were able to have quite a vast gamut of places.
Really
to
wide
visit.
Range of things that you studied. So you you obviously brought a lot of experience with climate change and with your previous experience in Costa Rica, like you mentioned. Were you able to sort of expand on that research and expand on those interests in France?
Absolutely. I think one of the best things about working with the LADR program in France was the other students around me. We were a group of eight. Of the eight, four of us had worked in the area of energy before, or had strong interest in the field. So number one was the fact that the people beside me knew as much or more than I did was pretty helpful. Also, the fact that we were visiting from Wharton really opened some doors in terms of the places that we could meet and the level of people we could access. So it was great to have a background in the field, but it was also good to have these new tools available to us.
So you've been here since May, like I said. How do you like Philadelphia?
I love Philly. That was one of the most surprising things about being here at UPenn. I was kind of apprehensive coming into it. I love Philly. I can go for a run along the river. There are plenty of really nice restaurants. There's a thriving art scene. I've seen a lot of live music. There's a good opera house. There's good theater. There's a thriving student life on campus, as well as the Wharton community is pretty friendly too. So I've been able to explore a little bit of Philadelphia. I've only been here for a short amount of time, but in the time I've been here, I've really enjoyed the things I've found.
So at LADR, it's a small group of students, the French track even smaller. What is the sense of community like here, especially at the LADR Institute?
Yeah, that was one of the things that I chose LADR for, was the fact that I would have the ability to get to know this group of people pretty closely, as well as, have the general Wharton experience. So I found there to be a very strong, very, very strong sense of community at LADR. Our French track is very close. We're eight. And so, we get together and we talk in French and we try to, share experiences that we've had, continuing on past the summer immersion. And then the larger LADR community of about 72 people is really good about inviting each other over for dinner and having parties and sort of trading knowledge. If one person learns about a good way of, ordering food or some neat new bicycle shop or, basically the things that you can discover on your own, I found has been a very well shared across the LADR community. So that sort of makes it easier for us to embark upon our business school, career.
Sure. Yeah, it helps a lot to have group experience, I think. So obviously a lot of the people listening to this are looking at the LADR program. What advice would you give them, something that you wish you knew last year at this time?
I think the biggest thing I wish I had known would be to sort of relax and just be yourself. I mean, at the end of the day, the people who are here in LADR are really, really smart, really accomplished, and have done these really amazing things. So if I had applied under false pretenses, or if I had sort of, blown up my own experience, I think it would have been hard to come here and be surrounded with such smart, talented people. I think be yourself, apply in your own voice, and talk about the things that you like and that make you proud, and talk about who you are, and not try to tally your statements to who you think the admissions committee might want to admit.
Well, thanks for coming today. Really enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you.
And good luck.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Lauder Podcast. You can go to the iTunes store to download previous episodes. And if you'd like to learn more about the Lauder Institute or apply, you can go to our website at lauderinstitute.org. We're also on Twitter. You can follow us at twitter.com/Lauder Institute. My name is Edward, and this has been another episode of the Lauder Podcast.